Congregation may be seated. I have one thing to share before we have our closing song. And that is, it is just such a blessing that our church is collectively, as members, as a church, we are very involved in the community, blessing it in many ways with the gifts and talents that we have. But every so often, it's time to celebrate individuals who have really made a significant difference in the community. This last week at the Good Samaritan Awards event that was held at Philomath High School, we had two of our members that were honored with Samaritan Awards. One already got his recognition, so we're not going to recognize him again, Oscar Gutbrod. I do want to mention him again. Oscar received a Good Samaritan Award. Thank you for being a blessing to the community, Oscar. And then another person, actually I'm going to say a couple, that we want to recognize today that is receiving a 2022 Samaritan Award from the city of Philomath is Jerry and Kathy Wiley. Please come forward. Yep. I'll have you. I know how much Kathy wanted to come forward in front of everyone. Yeah. A couple just things that I want to share with you and then also with the congregation that just from the heart here for you guys. It's a blessing. We know your heart. We know who you are and the blessing that you've been for our congregation. But the thing that I just love is that this award doesn't come from Peace Lutheran Church. It comes from the community, which shows it's not, we all love you. I'm not saying we don't love you, because we do, both of you. But this shows you've made a significant impact in the community, bringing goodwill and peace to other people. And that's mainly in the form of the leadership that they've been given, that they've given of themselves to the Dementia Warriors here at Peace Lutheran Church. Faithfully, you've served that community within our church and community throughout the pandemic and really have made a difference in people's lives. So thank you for that, and congratulations. Congratulations, Gary. Congratulations. We'll let them go back to their seat, and we're going to close with our final hymn today, Praise to the Lord the Almighty.